And now for the next installment of our Going to Kansas City series. Greg Vranikar grew up in a small town in Nebraska and went to college in Iowa. When he joined the Air Force, he was hoping to get out of the Midwest, to fly over it, as it were. As part of our Going to Kansas City series, Vranikar tells KCUR's Susan Wilson how he ended up becoming a lifelong Midwest resident instead.
I have to be honest and tell you that when I was looking at Air Force assignments, I asked to be any place but the Midwest because I'd spent all my time in the Midwest. And the assignment person in Washington, D.C. said, "Oh, well, we knew you asked that, but we thought you'd really like Kansas City because so many of our officers who come there end up staying there." And that proved to be true with me and with a lot of my colleagues.
Let's go back to the day that you first arrived here, the first couple of days. What were your first impressions?
Kansas City was extremely, the Air Force Base itself and the surrounding area was extremely friendly. And because it was bigger than any place I had ever lived, I not necessarily bargained for that. So I really liked the city. First impressions were very good. I know I came down to the plaza and saw the fountains. I saw Ward Parkway, which is one of my favorite streets. I still go down Ward Parkway on my way to work.
What surprised you most about Kansas City?
I honestly did not know very much about the history of Kansas City before I got here. I learned quite a bit about that because pretty early on I became a member of the Catholic Church at 52nd and Troost, which is St. Francis Xavier Parish. And that parish has a history of great diversity racially, ethnically, aged. And by being a member at that parish, I learned a lot about the diversity and history of Kansas City.
How did you describe Kansas City to others when they asked, "What's Kansas City like?"
Kansas City is a great place to work, which I've found it to be, not only as a professional, as a lawyer and as a fund development professional, but also it's a place that has a very diverse economy. And because of its diverse economy, it lends itself to people not getting pigeonholed in one profession or one level of employment or another. We routinely rub shoulders with people, blue collar, white collar, doesn't really matter. For instance, my wife and I are very big jazz fans, which is, Kansas City is a great place to be for that. And we often go to bars, which some might consider dives, but we love to be there.
Those are the best kind, the dives.
That's right. We've been fans of Milt Abel, and over the years we've seen a lot of the old-timers and now the new-timers, many of them in the Bobby Watson's program at the UMKC Conservatory.
Greg Vranikar spoke with KCUR's Susan Wilson as part of our Going to Kansas City series. Do you have a story about how you ended up in our fair city? Contribute to our Going to Kansas City series by emailing us, centralstandard@kcur.org. You're hearing Bobby Watson's Midwest Shuffle to take us out.